Dave Moore
on Today FM. As seen on your screen.
With O'Donnell's Crisps, Ireland's number one hand-cooked crisp.
Right, Maria Devereaux, the floor is yours, as they say. What type of things have you been seeing on your screening?
Well, there's only one thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
And it's the leaked, but probably the actual list of people going into the jungle.
Oh, that's happened pretty soon, is it?
17th.
Okay, so we're
2 weeks
from
yesterday.
Yeah.
We're big fans in our house.
Yes, I know you are. You watch it all the time.
Yeah, and we watch it the night it's on, and then the next day we let our six-year-old watch it with us and don't tell him that we've seen it already to make sure that there's nothing weird in it that we don't think he
when
should be
seeing.
When
they eat some of the more reproductive or digestive elements of creatures and they talk about those, do you allow him to witness those? No.
I don't want him to ever have to think about that kind of thing. Fish's eyeball and everything. No. He just likes the more fun challenges. So not the trials, not the bush tucker trials, the challenges that they have to do for dingo dollars.
Okay.
You know, there are smaller things like that they just, nobody's voting for them to
are
do
they
it.
Are they bugs and things or are they
like sometimes bugs and slime and
so he loves
that kind of stuff.
Right, makes sense.
But we watch it the night before and then pretend like we haven't seen it the next day.
Good acting. Okay, so the list is out there now. We haven't, this isn't officially confirmed.
It's never officially confirmed until you're
the
watching
day of.
It. But it always leaks.
Okay,
always,
go on,
right? Because people have to fall off the face of the earth for a couple of weeks before they go.
Fair.
And everyone notices, so it always leaks.
Do they really notice if random celebrities who you haven't heard from
in ages?
Okay, go on.
So you never know this list.
Never know.
You always know maybe how many? Two or three?
Two, maybe. Andrew Maxwell, I remember he was on it.
Well, there you go. They're saying that this is one of the best lineups they've had in years.
Okay, well then
so
why don't you kind of test me?
You,
right? Yeah.
So I'm going to give you names, you tell me what they're from.
Okay.
Oti Mabuse.
Oti Mabuse sounds like a cake or a biscuit. It's so delicious. It's Oti Mabuse.
She does look delicious, to be fair. No, she's a former Strictly judge, now Dancing on Ice judge,
okay,
right?
Perfect.
She's a professional dancer.
Wouldn't have ever gotten
and
her,
I,
that's
do
fine.
Do you know what? I don't expect you to know that.
Okay.
That's fine. Melvin Odum.
Oh, that name does ring a bell.
Melvin.
It's Melvin from JLS.
No, I thought you were going to get it. He's like a BBC presenter.
Okay.
Melvin.
Right.
There's two other lads. I'm not going to, because you're not going to know these,
okay,
right?
On.
Dean McCullough and Reverend Richard Coles. They're both BBC presenters.
No, Reverend Richard Coles I have heard of, because Neil Delamere was trying to get Reverend Richard Coles on our show, my podcast with Neil.
Yeah.
And wasn't Reverend Richard Coles in Erasure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or something. Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Stop.
There you go.
I didn't even know
see
that.
See there, Maria? Yeah, he comes
like
to me
I know
for all
he
the celeb
a BBC
news.
Radio show.
There you go.
Barry McGuigan.
Oh, okay, I know him. Yeah, for
he's
sure.
One
boxer.
Of,
yeah,
one of
yeah.
our own, isn't he? And he actually, funnily, Alan.
Communards, was it? Communards, not Erasure, sorry.
Ali McCoist was supposed to be in this year's lineup.
Again,
and he
I'd
dropped
know
out.
Him. Oh, he dropped out.
Yeah, and they replaced him with Barry McGuigan. So
right.
He's a last minute kind of substitution.
Gotcha. Yeah, very good.
Like
sports
that?
Reference there.
But he, a couple of years ago, when Amir Khan was on it, and Amir failed a bush tucker trial, Barry McGuigan was straight online
saying,
ripping it out of him.
Oh,
for
okay.
Failing.
So now, we'll,
so now
see
yeah,
on.
We'll see how this goes. Right, I'm going to give you a voice clue for this one.
Okay,
right.
Who? Okay.
Someone on my personal account was informing the Sun newspaper of my private posts and stories. I thought, I'm going to do something about it.
That is Mrs. Wayne Rooney.
Yeah.
Colleen Rooney. Yeah, I'd know her any day of the week.
And Wazza, you know
what a legend.
There is. She is a huge signing for this.
Right.
Huge. Just because of everything that happened.
With
you
the
know.
Whole Wag of the Christie thing and all that.
And also, she doesn't take crap, lad, from anybody, right? So she's going to be brilliant. Apparently, she's been paid more than Nigel Farage was, which in itself was like
big.
Huge news.
Okay, gotcha.
He was the highest ever paid contestant.
And now she's bigger
and now
again.
She's, yeah, she's bigger
she's Colleen
again.
Rooney. She's Wayne Rooney's missus.
We'll go for another voice clue.
Okay, right.
What the frick? I've kissed him 3 times. And now all the girls are like, ooh.
Oh.
And all the boys are like, ooh.
Your woman that you do an impersonation of from Love Island. Maureen Higgins.
Maureen Higgins.
Yeah, I'm flying
what
at this.
What a legend Maureen Higgins is. I can't wait to see her in the jungle. She's going to be brilliant. Go for another one.
Another one, okay.
Where did that voice come from?
I really don't know.
You really?
really have the element of surprise. And you know what? It was a really good surprise. That was a great audition.
Oh, thank you.
Roger, I think we need you in this competition. It's a yes for me.
Who's that?
It's obviously a judge on one of the shows.
But famous in their own right.
I don't know. I don't know which one of those London pop stars it is, Maria. Talitha from N-Dubs.
So they've only recently reformed.
Okay.
And announced a tour and all that kind of stuff. So she is like...
Got a reason to be back there.
Yeah, okay, she's like, I'm out there.
Talitha, fair enough.
There's a woman called Jane Moore.
Good surname. She's on Loose Women.
I wouldn't have known her to be honest. GK Barry.
No, sounds like somebody who makes jam or something. I'd love a pot of GK Barry's.
She makes TikToks and podcasts.
Okay, never heard of it.
But she's actually really interesting. She was studying in college and then lockdown happened. She was really bored. So she started a TikTok account and just posting whatever. And now she has 3.6 million followers.
Oh my God, I guess she didn't go back to college.
And she's gone out with one of the English footballers, Ella something. Anyway.
The guy is called Ella. Oh no, a girl. Yeah, sorry, okay, get you in there,
We'll go for another voice clue.
Another voice clue, right. But if you
Is
that the one singing there?
Yeah. Oh God, I can't tell you how much I love his voice.
Danny yes. from McFly.
Yes.
Danny.
Danny Jones.
Danny Jones
won the Masked Singer last year as Piranha.
And
that's
Charlie won the previous year from Busted. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Danny Jones. Excellent.
That's another TV show we love to watch in our house. So he'll be in there. He'll be good. And then the last one I'm going to give you is another voice clue. To be honest, I don't expect you to get this, but you might surprise
me. What is this?
Play-Doh.
Well, what is it doing in the plug hole?
Doing this.
What makes you think that's a good idea? Putting that in the bathroom sink?
Let's leave this for now.
No, don't you lie to me.
It wasn't me.
Well, then who was it? Because it certainly wasn't me and it wasn't Mummy.
It wasn't Mummy. Is that Phil Neville from Manchester United? Is it Nicky Butt? Is it Paul Scholes?
Oh, my God, no. That's
someone
Alan,
from Carnage.
Alan Halsall plays Tyrone Dobbs.
Tyrone.
He's been in it for years.
Yeah, I wouldn't have ever guessed that. But,
he's like if you ever watched Neighbours, he's like the Toadfish Rebecca.
Oh, right, so he's youngish. Like, he's not like Harold Bishop was.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No.
All right, so Tyrone's in there. Right. It's a hell of a lineup, in fairness.
Like, I think it's a class lineup.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch it.
What do you think? 087-4100-102. Do you think there's anyone on there you're excited to see in the jungle or anyone that you think is missing from the list? When's it on?
Sunday the 17th.
Right. Okay.
Dave Moore on Today FM.